Hi, my name's Toby Wilson. I was recently helped compile a report for the Federal Department of Widgets with managers from two other branches in which we compared and evaluated three movie-making devices. And in this audio piece, I'll be talking about my experience with the collaborative tools that we used. And they were Skype, Dropbox, Google Docs, and Google Groups. We used Skype to make conference calls, and we also used it a bit for online chatting. Which, being free, made it cheaper than doing normal conference calls, of course. It was the best way we actually found to get together, where we could check how we were each progressing, and we could assign particular tasks that needed to be done. And I think that's particularly useful when managers from different branches need to get together to talk about how they're working on a particular project. And the only real issue, I think, is really making sure that everyone's online at the same time. So there's just a little bit of planning that needs to be done to start off with. But we found that once we'd organised our first conference call, which we did via email, then we were able to set a time to get together again before we'd finished, and we could make it a regular call. And I found Dropbox was a particularly useful way to work collaboratively when we're all working on the same document. It meant we all had access to the document to edit and update, and it was a bit like all getting to share the same desktop. And all we actually needed to do for that was to upload the document to Dropbox, which was very quick and easy to do. In fact, Dropbox probably actually made Google Docs redundant in the end. It was quick and easy to upload the report to Google Docs, but then once having done that, it needs to have a link sent to the others via email, so it didn't have the same experience of like sharing the same desktop space. And Dropbox had a couple of other handy features that Google Docs didn't have, which it showed the latest update to time and date as part of the list of documents, rather than needing to actually click on the document individually to see when it had been updated. And if you were working on another document or doing something else, you actually got a little message saying that when Dropbox had been updated, and that was handy, so you'd know instantly that you'd be able to go there and check on the latest version of the document when you were ready. The fourth tool, Google Groups, sounded like it would be very useful for a collaborative project like ours. We used its discussion board feature, which then sent each thread out as a group email, which was handy, but for a group with only three members, it would have been slightly easier, I think, just to send out a group email to start with.